All right, folks, we have one time certain this morning at 9:45. We're right on track. Carla, would you please read Council Item 702?
Conditionally exempt the construction of certain accessory dwelling units from parks and recreation, environmental services, transportation, and water system development charges.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you. What do we call you?
It depends.
Just president.
The privacy of my office?
Well, that's just between you and me. Yes.
I think it's council president.
Council president. We get to be called Madam President, so I wasn't sure if there was a... Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right. So a lack of upcoming council meetings due to summer schedules has created a circumstance where implementation of this program would not start before the other program expires. In addition, this ordinance would create a new position, and therefore we need to correct some technical errors in the ordinance. Because of that, I would like to introduce the following very thrilling technical amendments to be added to the ordinance. So everyone brace yourselves. Number one, amend the end of the ordinance to state, Section 2, the council declares that an emergency exists because a delay will create a gap in programmatic services. Therefore, this ordinance shall be in full force and effect from and after its passage by council. Number two, amend Council Directive D of the ordinance to state, Portland City Code is amended as shown in Exhibit A to take effect August 1st, 2018. Amendment 3, amend Exhibit A, Section 17.14.070, Letter F, Number 4C, to change the processing fee date from July 1st, 2018 to August 1st, 2018. Number 4, amend Council Directive C to state the Revenue Division shall request an increase in appropriation funded by increased revenue associated with program fees in the fiscal year 2018-19 fall supplemental budget process. And finally, amendment number 5, amend ordinance title to say conditionally exempt the construction of certain accessory dwelling units from parks and recreation, environmental services, transportation, and water system development charges, and authorize the creation of a revenue and tax specialist 5 position in the Revenue Division to perform waiver compliance.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a first. Let's take a tentative vote so we can put the amendments on the table. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Actually, would you mind if we wait till... I think we've put them on the table because we had an instance where we were then not able to change it. So.
Okay, so the amendments are now on the table. They all seem to be fairly technical in nature, although... The most substantive is if we were slapped, we would be adding an emergency clause to this matter. Commissioner Daly, do you have a panel?
Yes, we have a couple people from BDS, Matt Wickstrom, and I'm sorry, I don't know your
name. Good morning. My name is Tyler Wallace from the Revenue Division. I'm the Tax Division Manager.
Well, that's why. You're not.
Okay. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Matt Wickstrom. I'm from the Bureau of Development Services, and this is Tyler Wallace, and he is here to answer any questions about the program and the position that would be created. Is that...
That's correct.
Pretty much sum it up. Okay, and then I also want to let you know that there's a lot of folks from other bureaus here as well. So we've got Sarah Huggins from Parks, Rich Eisenhower from PBOT, Elizabeth Reese-Cadigan from BES, and Aaron Mick from Water.
Are they here as resources?
They are here as resources for you, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so this ordinance is about the ADU SDC waiver program, and here's where we're at with ADUs and the SDC waiver so far. So system development charges have been waived for accessory dwelling units since 2010. In 2009, there were 24 ADUs permitted, and by 2016, there were 615 ADUs permitted. Yeah. And at that point, ADUs were accounting for about 10% of the overall permits issued for dwelling units in Portland. Research by PSU found that 25% of ADUs are rented as short-term rentals. And the current program to waive ADUs is set to expire on July 31st, 2018, and that requires a final inspection and certificate of occupancy needing to occur before June 30th, 2019. On May 2nd, City Council issued a resolution directing staff to extend the ADU SDC waiver to involve six bureaus: the Bureau of Development Services, Bureau of Environmental Services, Water, Portland Parks and Recreation, and that should say, and the Revenue Bureau. And the resolution required a covenant acknowledging that the ADU will contribute to housing capacity rather than contributing to the short-term rental market for a period of 10 years. And it also asked the Revenue Bureau to incorporate covenant administration and biennial reports into its work program. So six bureaus worked to create a framework for an ADU SDC waiver program. The Revenue Bureau is going to administer the covenant, and they'll also enforce violations. SDC bureaus will monitor the covenant for recording, and there will be a program application and a fee for the program of $400 and to enter the program, and that fee will help support the position that's being created in the Revenue Bureau. The waiver program waives SDC fees for property owners provided a covenant is signed. It does allow those without a covenant to still rent ADUs as short-term rentals. They're just not part of the ADU SDC waiver program. They would have had to pay SDCs, in other words. It helps fund the position in the Revenue Bureau, and it assesses violations at 150% of the current SDC rates. So if you violate the covenant, and you're found liable for doing so, you need to repay the SDC fees at 150% of the current SDC rate. And it's important to note that we've made a point in the covenant to acknowledge that posting or listing the ADU or house on the site on an accessory short-term rental platform constitutes a violation. And that is something we learned from Mike Liefeld, who is in code enforcement in the Bureau of Development Services. Is one issue that they have is people will call and report an ADU for not being registered with the city because they've seen it on a website. But just by seeing it on a website isn't enough for them to be able to enforce a violation. They need to actually find that money has exchanged hands. So this, we just want to make it clear, just don't post the ADU or the house on the property on a platform or register it with a platform. That's off limits for 10 years. We've got a lot of next steps still ready to go to get this program going. We are working with our TRACS programming group in the Bureau of Development Services on some programming in TRACS to help incorporate the Revenue Bureau into the review of the covenant. We will work with the Revenue Bureau to create an application as well as handouts and website materials so people can be informed of the ADU SDC waiver program. The Revenue Bureau will prepare biennial reporting on monitoring information, which includes rents charged for accessory dwelling units that are part of the ADU SDC waiver program. And then we need to develop our process and protocol for how violations are enforced and communicated among bureaus. Commissioner Udaly has already gone through the put amendments on the table. These next two slides basically capture those amendments. And I have, if it's helpful, I have copies of the ordinance and Exhibit B that have the changes highlighted if you need to see those visually. And then the next slide also repeats what Commissioner Udaly has already brought forward. And so the direction, in addition to this being an emergency, The council direction would be to adopt the ordinance as amended, including creating a revenue and tax specialist 5 position in the revenue division, granting the revenue division read and write access to tracks and its successor databases. The revenue division shall request an increase in appropriations through fiscal year 2018-19 fall supplemental budget process. City code would be amended in Exhibit A, and then there is a Portland Parks and Recreation Policy Document, PRK-401, that would need to be rescinded. And that's the end of it. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Do you have a question for Sarah Huggins? If you could just tell us what PK-401 is, if you could just come up to the microphone. Thank you. That was a very clear presentation.
Thanks.
Sarah Huggins with Portland Parks. PRK 4.01 was a policy document that we put in place previously to waive the SDC fees for ADUs. So when the prior council resolution directed bureaus to waive all ADU fees, that was the mechanism that we used to waive them.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Matt. We've lost our president.
Well, I guess I'm backup president, so let's go to testimony.
I have one person signed up. Jim Wittenberg.
Public testimony.
Okay. And who's how many people signed up? Welcome, Mr. Lightning.
Yes. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Creativity Watchdog. The only issue I have on this is that I would like to see the 10 years reduced to 5. I think you're extending out on the 10 years is too long. I think we should get more data provided before we would go out that long a term. I think we can do that within the 5-year time frame and then extend out if necessary, if it appears to be working. Again, from my position, I think that although you're removing the waivers themselves, the SDC waivers, the fees themselves, I think that by deterring the short-term rental aspect of the ADUs is that, in my opinion, a lot of people want that additional income or that option of having that additional income in various forms. And in my opinion, I don't think that should be taken away from them. If you're going to not charge anything for the fees, just do it across the board and allow them the option to still do the short-term rental aspect of it. And again, I don't think we have enough data provided to really make a determination on how it's really affecting the overall market, because what we're seeing here is we're seeing a lot of different permits being pulled, close to 600 recently, and so it's really being positive throughout the community at this time. So I don't really want to throw anything in there that kind of deters people in any way. I think the way it's going right now is in a positive direction. And again, so what I ask right now is just to shorten up the time frame from the 10 to 5 till we have more additional data to really substantiate going out for the 10-year time frame and limiting the potential of what someone can do with their ADU, again, on their property. So I think you're kind of limiting the property owner's rights. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Wittenberg.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I want to go. Good to see you. I'm up here for a funeral. This man died a month ago, and he was one of my favorite people. And I'm going to go on record saying this is my last time ever before the city council.
Don't believe
so it's
you.
On record now. So you've got it now. I'm just only here for a funeral. What we did was Bruce Hunt work was a doctor here in Portland, and he also served 40 years ministry in Iran. All his 4 children were born there. So You all know Ann Hetwork, the social worker that spent 6 months in jail at age 70 for violating some rules she had. I don't know what. Maybe it was in Atlanta. I can't remember. But Bruce is now dead, and he's buried. He's one of my favorite people. He's worth coming up here for Sacramento for. It cost me almost $400 so far. What we considered doing was building a little home for them on the Peace House community property when Bruce got Alzheimer's back in 2007, I think. And of course, Ann was hurting a lot then, losing her partner to Alzheimer's. And so we tried to go through the paperwork, but it was just enormous. We couldn't do it. So we gave up and put him in one of the rooms in the house, and I moved out. I'm glad to see that you're streamlining some of these rules so we can have another form of housing in the communities. And Bruce would have been happy to live there because he was happy with everything.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. And this is not the first time you said this will be the last time we'll be hearing
from
you.
It's on record now.
I'm going to make a bold prediction, and you are always welcome in this chamber. Okay. You know that.
I'm working on housing in Sacramento right now. They got 300 tents down there now of people displaced.
We hope whenever you're back in Portland, you'll join us.
Be back at Christmas, maybe.
Carla, anyone else has signed up to testify?
That's all who signed up.
Okay, colleagues, we have two matters now before us. The first is a package of amendments which has been seconded. Let's take a vote on that, and then we'll vote on the amended ordinance, which has a emergency clause attached. Carla, would you please call a vote on the amendments?
Mm-hmm. Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The amendments are adopted. Now we're going to move to the ordinance as amended, which is now an emergency ordinance. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Mm-hmm. Saltzman?
Well, I'm going to support this ordinance. I just wanted to get some comments on the record. Conversation I had yesterday with Commissioner Udaly. When this was last before us, or when it was first before us, I very much advocated that I would come back with an amendment that would require these accessory dwelling units to meet ADA standards, Americans with Disability Act standards, the visitability standard, excuse me. And I was hoping we would have a one fee for people who want to build ADU units that do not comply with the ADA's visibility standard, and that we would have a lower rate for those units that do comply, that build doorways wide enough, that build stairways short enough, and have bathrooms, have a bathroom on the first floor. I've had good conversations with Commissioner Udaly, and I know in her heart of hearts she supports this idea too. But as from a pragmatic point of view, it just seems like it's hard to achieve right now to do this, particularly when you consider how small many of these accessory dwelling units are. The idea of having an accessible bathroom on the first floor may not always be possible. But I still believe that this is a policy goal we need to work at very hard, because there are so many more people that need accessible units and need them now and will need them as we want to encourage people to be able to age in place in our city. So I do hope that future councils, when they take their annual look at this, will at some point see this has been wildly successful, we hope, and the people will be building ADUs and getting them financed accordingly. But I do hope the council will. And I know many of the ADU builders are striving to make their units as accessible as possible. So I do hope the future councils will take a look at this on their yearly check-in on this. And there may come a time when we need to institute something a little more aggressive than what we have now to achieve that outcome of more accessible accessory dwelling units in the long haul. Aye.
Udaly?
Well, I want to thank my colleagues for supporting this waiver, especially those that are giving up SDCs for the time being. Portland continues to have one of the lowest vacancy rates in the country. We're in the eighth year of an unprecedented unprecedented housing crisis. Really wish we were unprecedented, but it's unprecedented. We are coming up on 2 years of a declared housing state of emergency. ADUs are a promising component of addressing our housing shortage and housing crisis. However, there is currently no loan product available for ADUs, which means that average Portland homeowners, most average Portland homeowners, can't afford to develop them. So I see this waiver as really a way to kind of incentivize building housing that we need, as well as acknowledging the challenges in financing ADUs currently. To be clear, people are still free to develop ADUs for short-term rentals. We're simply not going to subsidize them. And to me, that's a, as far as I'm concerned, that's a fair and reasonable decision. We don't need more short-term rental units. We need more housing units. And we should not get into the business of subsidizing people's businesses. If we were to do that, I'd be hard-pressed to argue why we shouldn't waive the SDC charges for any small business in Portland. So this is a very targeted targeted waiver meant to encourage people to develop the housing that we actually need. So we are going to be receiving yearly reports from the Revenue Bureau on this program, and we will certainly revisit it as the situation we're in evolves, whether we end our housing crisis, which is unlikely to happen anytime soon, or we're able to bring a loan product to the market that makes this opportunity to develop ADUs more accessible to more Portlanders. So thank you again, and I vote aye.
Fritz.
First, thank you, Commissioner Udaly. You and your staff in Development Services have done an outstanding job of implementing the resolution that we passed in May. I particularly appreciate Matt Wickstrom and Mike Leafield noticing the loophole about the posting on the website and fixing that loophole. That's brilliant. Of course, somebody will think of another way around the things, but I'm glad that you were going to be adding a person in revenue to make sure that the waiver does go only for when they are real homes and not short-term rentals. So that took care of one of my concerns. Thanks to Sarah Huggins for her amazing work in Parks on system development charges. We will be bringing back to council fairly shortly a revised code, now that the courts have upheld our new methodology in Parks for both how we assess the system development charges and our reducing the fees for smaller homes, increasing them for larger homes. So I'm very proud of the work that Sarah Huggins and the staff in Parks have done, recognizing that this policy does detract from Parks' ability to provide parks in places that don't have them and to provide more amenities in parks where there's a lot of development close by. Accessory dwelling units, while providing housing, do tend to take up space in the backyard, making it even more important for having adequate parks close by. I voted no on the resolution, partly because of the lack of time that I felt council had to look at the issues. As I just noticed, I do believe that the staff has done an amazing job in a very short turnaround to refine these regulations. This is a trade-off. I support creating options that increase the overall supply of affordable housing. I am concerned that there's no expiration on the waiver, and the policy is still experimental on many levels. I'm hopeful that the reports from the Revenue Division will give the Council a clearer picture of whether the qualifying accessory dwelling units are actually affordable. And that's something that I know we all share that value. In the interest of respecting the policy passed by Council in May and also Commissioner Udaly's great work on this, I vote aye.
Fish.
Aye. Before it's adopted, there's a few other people I want to thank. Elizabeth Reese Cardigan and Joe Blanco from BES. Are you here? Raise your hand. Thank you for your good work. Rich Eisenhower and David Nassif from PBOT. Are you here? Thank you both. Aaron Mick from Water. Aaron, thank you very much. And Tyler Wallace from Revenue and Financial Services Bureau. Good. Thank you all for your good work, and I'm pleased to vote aye. The ordinance, as amended, is passed. Colleagues, I got